Today being a Monday, 21st March 2022, we see our markets continue to play their role of trying to match demand and supply. They are also meeting the needs of farmers, consumers, and many other people who depend on markets for their survival. Starting with potatoes, charts are going for 5 to 7.50 today. There's a slight increase in prices compared to the beginning of last week. Small, 7 to 8, there's no change there. Medium, 8 to 9.50. Large, $9 to $10 a pocket. Extra large, $10 to $11. Tomato, sandak is $6 to $14 a sandak, a 30 kg sandak, which is a slight decrease compared to last week. It looks like the tomatoes are ripening much faster due to the heat. Wooden box, $3 to $3.50, $3.50 being the highest price for a wooden box, or dollar being the lowest, just showing that again most consumers are buying wooden boxes due to their affordability. Then plastic dish, $1 each for a plastic dish of tomatoes. Vegetables, cabbage head is still at 30 to 50 cents a head. Kovo, a bundle today, is $2 to $2.50. There's been an increase in supply today. Rape, $1.50 to $2 a bundle. Tsunga, $1 to $1.50. Just showing that supplies have actually been high over the weekend. Beetroot, 50 cents to a dollar. Onion, 10 kg pocket, still at $4 to $8 a pocket. 60 kg bag is going for 20. 2022, it hasn't changed for a while. Shallots, 50 cents to a dollar. We don't even borrow at all in the market. English cucumber, 50 cents. Cauliflower, $1.50. Dollar to $1.50 together with broccoli. They move together, these ones. Celery, a dollar. Then chili pepper, a dollar again. Chili pepper doesn't have to be produced in large volumes because it doesn't really move much faster. It's for people who really prefer it, except when we develop the export market for chili. But local market, the demand remains very slow. Lettuce, 50 cents. Celery, a cherry tomato, a dollar. These are small tomatoes that are used for salads. Then garlic, $3 to $5 a kg. Ginger, $1.50 to $3 a kg. Okra, a bucket, is now for $5 to $6 a 20-liter bucket. 10-liter bucket, there's been an increase in supply compared to last week when it was $5 to $8 a bucket. James squash not in the market. Eggplant, a dollar. Then mushroom fresh, $1.50. Wild mushroom is still coming into the market at $8 to $15 a bucket. Red and yellow pepper, $1.50 to $2 a punnet. And then on the dry section, matemba, there isn't much change on the dry section. Matemba still at $36 a bucket. Madura, $40. Sugar beans, $24, $26. Soya chunks, $2 to $3. Then mfushwa, different types of our dried vegetables. Munyemba, $16 a bucket. Munyeve, 15, 16. Mutsine, 15, 16 again. Dried kovo and cabbage, 20 liter bucket, 15 to 18. Is commanding a position in the market, these dried vegetables. Yeah. And then we see high value crop, sweet potato. 20 liter tin is going for $4 to $5 a bucket. And then that 60 kg, same at $25 to $30. Magugwea, $8 to $9, 10 liter tin. 60 kg bag is going for $90. It's still firming up at $90. Butternut semia today is at $20 a semia from $35 compared to $35. On Friday, just showing that supplies have increased over the weekend. Carrot semia, $24.28. There's been a slight, there's quite a marked decrease in price since supplies have increased. Green pepper semia is going for $13 to $16. Green cucumber semia, $14 to $16. Fine beans, $20 to $23. It's quite an increase from $10 to $20. We don't have peas in the market at all. Green millets, $1.50 a dozen. There's been a lot of maize coming in from fields now. Green maize, so they've seen a dozen going down. Sugar, then sugar cane is not in the market at the moment. Sweet reeds, that's ipha. It's a good substitute for sugar cane. A bundle of 26 is going for $2 to $3 a bundle, a big bundle. And then on the fruit basket, we have more than 18 types of fruits, different types of fruits in our markets. What is missing in the market are masao, matowe, majanje, apricots and nachos. But what is available is plenty. We have ni, 5 liters going for $2.50. We now have a good practice of people preserving our indigenous fruits, and then so that they are in the market for a long time. Mauyu also is another indigenous fruit, $3 to $4 a 5 liter. Apples, 10 kg pocket, $20 to $24. Avocado singles are going for $50 to $80 or dollar for 2 for 3. Banana, $7 to $20 a crate. Grape, $16 to $20. Oranges, 10 kg pocket, is still at $4 to $6. PS, $12 to $15. Strawberry, $1 to $2. Rusika, $1. Popo, $1 again. Plums, $2 a pint. Nectarines, $1. Mango has finally left the market. We don't have mango today. It ended last week, Friday, at $3 to $4 a bucket. Looks like it's now getting out of season. Peaches, $12 to $14 a crate. And then coconut, $1.50. Watermelon, 50 cents to a dollar. It's not changing much. Lychees, $1. And then what's also not in the market, sweet melon and tsubu, they're not in the market. Pineapples, $12 to $14. Rienge, per
crate. That's lemon bag. A bucket is going for $3.50 to $4. Not changing much. On the field crop section, maize grain is still at $4 a bucket. We're likely to see the price changing once harvesting of this year's maize begins. But we are sure, given that the season hasn't been very good, the price of maize might not go down much. Maize mumare $3.50 a bucket. Nzungumu show that's sold groundnuts $22.24, and then fresh groundnuts going for $6 to $8 a bucket. And then unshelled groundnuts $4 to $5 a bucket. Groundnuts mumare $7 a bucket. And then Nyimo shell, that's the round nuts, 2022. Fresh Nyimo is going for $10 a bucket. It's really commanding. It's really dominant in the market at the moment, and the price remains $10. Soya beans bucket $12 to $15. Wheat bucket $8 to $9. Popcorn $16. Cowpeas $10 to $16 a bucket. Sunflower $12 a bucket. Rio, that's finger millet, $20 to $22 a bucket. Munga $10 to $12 a bucket. Rice shelled $40 and shelled $25. We don't have sesame runinga in the market. Mapunde, that's sorghum, $12 a bucket. Then poultry section, broilers, ordinary are going for $4.50 to $6. Mothers are going for $8 to $9 a bucket. Mothers are going for $8 to $9 each. Off layers are going for $4 each. Roadrunner hens are going for $5 to $8. We've seen an increase in price from $2.50 to $5. Now they are $5 to $8, just showing that the price has actually increased. Cocks are going for $7 to $9 a bucket, $7 to $9 each. Hunger, that's a guinea fowl, $8 each. Ducks, $8 to $12 each. Turkeys, $20 to $30 each. Pigeons, $1.50 to $2. We've seen a decrease in the price of pigeons, just showing that maybe supplies have increased. Rabbits, $8 each. Eggs, small, $3 to $3.50. Medium, $4 to $4.50. Large, $5 each. That's per crate. So this is what is happening in our markets. We give you prices in different types of ranges and measurements, because that's how our markets function. People's markets use measurements that are used by ordinary people. Nevertheless, we see that they continue to give us signals of what to expect this year, which might be a drought due to a sporadic rainfall. But we are sure our markets are going to continue playing their role of making sure people get food when they want it, which is very important for our agro-based economy. As always, my name is Charles Dewa, representing Imukambo.